So again, we're in, we will be on page 259, Resh Tes Zayin Gimel. So again, we're discussing brachas over smells, over scents, over fragrances. So Machaber says as follows, Al Avered, everybody knows what Avered is. Avered, or Vered, Vered is a rose. Val kinmon, what's kinmon? Also, so on a rose and on kinmon, and the machaber says shuhu or, well, it says hagadi, but which makes it sound like the skin of a goat. But the Mishnah Berurah explains that's no, that's not what it is. There was a typo here, and it should say od hanedi with a nun. Also with a dollar. And the, and what it was is it's a fragrant tree. It had, and it came from India, from Eretz Hodu. And again, so that's what it was. So now again, ve'al mei vered, and on rose water. Ve'al vonon. You know what Lavona is? They call it frankincense. I don't know. That's what the way we translate it. Vela mitztichi, and also on mitztichi. Mitztichi, again, Mishbura says it also is a fragrant type of tree. And it's sap. Its sap had a very good fragrance. Some say this is mastic. I don't know. Chiyotzabama, or anything like this, the bracha is borei atse v'samim. So bracha on that would be borei atzei v'samim. So now again, it's very interesting for, on a few levels. First of all, a vered, a rose, normally we don't think of a rose as a tree, right? We don't think of a rose as a tree. But we see now that the definition of a tree is not what we say is a tree. Now, it happens to be here. You can see there's a very long ber halacha. And the ber halacha goes through this whole machlokas about what is in this halacha, in these halachas of smells, of fragrances, what would be considered a tree? Again, what would be we classify as a tree so that you make the bracha borei atzei b'samim instead of something else? So, as you can see, there's a very long discussion. The basic idea is there... is whatever it is hard, in other words, the stalk is hard as opposed to being limp. So a rose would definitely satisfy that. Rose bushes are very, are the stems. Hopefully all of you know this tomorrow or whatever you buy for your wife. Also the leaves come out of that type of hard stem. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim in the Ber Halacha says, there's one other criterion, and that is miskai mishana lashana. Does it stay? Does it last from year to year? So again, so it's a very long bir halacha, but basically that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. But if you think about that, a rose bush does satisfy all of those criterion. The leaves come out from the eights, and it stays from year to year. I mean, you prune the rose tree back this time of year, but the rose bushes stay. So therefore, even though we call it a bush, but still, in these halakhas, it would be considered a tree. Second thing that's interesting is if you look at the end of the Mechaber says, in the middle, the Mechaber said, Val mei vered, on rose water. Right? People use rose water. So on rose water, obviously rose water is fragrant. So rose water, you would also make, the Mechaber says, a borei atzei b'samim.
What is rose water?
Oh, so that's the discussion in the Ber Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me. So there's two possibilities. Either that you would extract a liquid from the rose petals. Other possibility, which is I think the way we do it, I think, is they take rose petals and they soak it in water. And then the soaking pulls out the smell. So now, according, whichever way you want to say it, especially the second way, that'd be very interesting, because then you say, if you soaked rose petals in water, the brachot would be brei atze v'somen. Kind of interesting. So if you recall, well, if, how much time do we have? Well, let me say it very quick. If you recall, there's we discussed about what happens if you take a vegetable. Now we're talking about food now. Take a vegetable and you soak it or in water. And then it stays in the water for a long time. And so now the water gets a vegetable taste. I don't know, like a tomato, whatever it is. So what bracha would you make on that water? So we had a discussion then about that. But the way it comes out is you make a shakal. Make a shakal. So that's exactly the problem the Mishnah Berurah has here. In other words, manishtana, in other words, over there, buy a vegetable, and you soak it in water, and then the tomato taste comes out into the water. So what bracha do you make on that? Well, we come out that you make a shahakal. So, but over here, we say you soak rose petals in water, and the water absorbs the rose fragrance. So you make a brei atzei b'samen, so evidently you categorize it as being a product of the rose. And you don't say it's just like nothing. So what's the difference? So Mishnah Berurah says that's the difference. The difference is that we do say, in other words, as far as eating is concerned, that's one halacha. But v'lola inyan bracha reach, as far as smell is concerned, you don't make, there's a difference. Now again, there's a whole discussion in the Magen Avraham, what's the difference? But, and that's brought down the Shaar Tzion, but there's one other thing I want to mention since we're running out of time, and that is the Shaar Tzion on the next page. On the next page, Chav Hei, the long Shaar Tzion. But the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shaar Tzion, the opinion of the Ra'ah, and he says that the only time you make a brei atzei mitzomim on something fragrant, and we're going to see this later, is if they're actual parts of the tree, if there's something actually in there. So in other words, the Ra'ah would disagree with this halacha, and he would say, unless there's petals in the rose water, if it's just water which you soaked, you had petals soaking in it, and then you strained out the petals, so even though it smells like roses, so the Ra'ah would hold that you don't make a brei atzei v'samim, there's no tree in it. There's no source of tree. We'll see why that's important later. And believe it or not, the Chofetz Chaim leaves it in that Shaar Tzion with the Tzar Chiyum, with a question whether you'd make a brei atzei v'samim. Again, you can always make, as we discussed yesterday, a brei minei v'samim on it, but anyways, you have to be aware, and this is going to be important for later, that if you have a smell or a scent coming from nothing, well, here it's coming from the water, but we'll see, that would be a problem for a bracha on smell. Has a lot of halakha ramifications for us in a lot of different ways. Let's say you shoot an air fragrance into them and there's just nothing there. So we'll discuss that. But be aware that this is going to be an issue.